So I made more money, I worked less hours, and I sold more homes.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
One of the things you've spoken about, Brad, throughout this is like people, like your assistants, your CRMs, your tools to help you. And I think this is going to roll us nicely into the second topic, which is my favorite topic, but I'm going to promise all our listeners and everyone on today, I'm not going to go on a monologue because leverage is by far and away one of my favorite topics in the whole entire fucking world. And your second secret to success is get leverage as soon as possible. So unpack right. Why that is your second secret to success.
Yeah. And you know what? Let me, I'm going to take you guys, we're going to have a little story time with Brad. So it's the end of 2016. I just had the best year of my career. And now as a solo agent, you know, I know Gary Keller talks about this in The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. As a solo agent, when you get to about 36 transactions a year, when you are, you're the entire business. You're the realtor, you're the marketing person, you're the contract to close person. You know, you're the event planner, you're all those things. You get to 36 transactions a year, you kind of start to hit a ceiling. You know, there's some freaks that can do more than that, but you know, you get to a point where it's hard to manage. So it's the end of 2016. I just had the best year of my career. I'm standing in the kitchen of my house. I'm talking to my wife. And I said, did you realize I just had the best year of my career? And I'm going on about some of the stats. And she looked at me and she said, I don't care how many homes you sold. I don't care how much money you made. You weren't home enough. When you were home, you weren't present for our family. Your head was somewhere else. And this isn't working. So something needs to change.
And God, that sounds like a very familiar conversation. I'm not at 36 deals a year yet.
Wow. And, you know, what was so funny about that conversation was that I was in a good mood and I was somewhat patting myself on the back about the year that I had just had. And my wife looked at me and said, I don't care. I don't care how much money you made. I don't care how many homes you sold. You worked too much. When you were home, you weren't present and mentally, and something has to change. And I knew she was right. And so I went out and I hired my first assistant. And not only was it the right hire that I needed, but it was the right person. And what happened to me was I got about 20 to 25 hours of my life back per week. I was able to hand that to her. Her job description became, what are the things I no longer want to do? What are the things I don't enjoy doing or I don't want to do them anymore? And that is your job description. And
I want one of them.
Yes.
That person right there. You do whatever I don't want to do and fucking hate job. That's your job.
That's your job.
Welcome to the team.
You know what? You start making a list of the things that you hate doing in your next hire. That's part of their job. And so anyway, what happened to me is in the next year, I worked less hours. I sold 52 homes. So I sold 36 the year before. The next year in 2017, I sold 52 homes, working no more than 40 hours a week. Coaching soccer, being at home more with my kids. And so she took 20 to 25 hours a week off my plate. And that allowed me to go out and sell 16 more homes in the first year that I hired her. So I made more money, I worked less hours, and I sold more homes. And so that's kind of where I learned, you know, the power of leverage. Now, if I'm a brand new agent, if I'm watching this and I'm in my first year in the business, I'm in my second year in the business and I'm saying, well, I don't want to go out and hire somebody right away, but I do need some leverage in my life. You can start small. You know what? You can start with, I'm going to pay this college student $20 to go put my sign and lockbox out at my new listing. I'm going to pay him another $20 to go pick it up when we close. When you get busy and you have two clients that want to look at homes on the same Saturday, there are so many brand new agents in my office that are happy to make $25 to $40 per house to show homes. First of all, they don't have any of their own clients. So to get the experience of just going out and showing homes and to get paid to do it, you can start with that, you know? Have somebody that just runs signs and lockboxes out for you. Find somebody in your office that you think does a good job. Pay them $30 to $40 a house to go show homes for you when you get busy. Or if you have something important on a Saturday where you need to be with your family, but you want to make sure a client is taken care of, have that person go out and show three or four homes for you. Your client's happy and your family's happy because you're getting to spend time with them. So you can start really small. And, you know, you can also hire a contract to close specialist, or you may call it a transaction coordinator, whatever you want to call that role, where, you know, you have to think about it. All the details, if you're not a detail person like I am, I'm not a details person. I'm a big picture person. I'm not details. There's a million different small details that happen between when you go under contract on a house and when you go to the closing. If that's not your specialty, I guarantee you there's a transaction coordinator in your office or in your community that does that for agents for probably $300 to $400. That's great leverage for you. I mean, I would think that saves you probably 8 to 10 hours of your life to hand that over to someone else and you go on to the next client. So, you know, the first assistant that I hired, I'll just quickly walk you through how that happened. I was going to pay her a salary of $36,000 plus some health benefits. Her total package was going to end up just over $40,000 a year, which in South Carolina, you know, you can do that. So I was talking through this with my business coach, and I coach with a guy named Bill Middleton, Middleton Elite Coaching. I was talking to him about, you know, my fear. I know this is the right hire and I know I need to make it. However, $36,000, you know, around $40,000 total package. Man, I just don't know. I'm responsible for somebody else's life. And what if I get to a month when I can't pay her? What am I going to do? And here's what he helped me so much with this. He said, Brad, here's what I want you to do. Do you have $6,000 in your business account right now? Yes. Okay. So you have 60 days of her salary saved up. Here's what I want you to do. When you get to day 30 that she's with you, you ask yourself this question. Has she earned another 30 days in my organization? And if the answer is yes, then you're committing another $3,000 to her being with you. And at the end of day 60, you ask yourself the same question. Has she done enough? Has she freed me up enough? And am I seeing enough positive things in my business where she has earned another 30 days in my organization? And if the answer is yes, then you've now committed another $3,000 to her. And you ask yourself that question at the end of every single month. And that gave me so much clarity to go, okay, I'm not committing to $36,000. I'm committing to $3,000 at a time. And I can cut that off at any point if she's not the right person for my organization. And that freed me up to just go out and make that hire. And I never looked back. I mean, I went from 52 sales to 54 to 57. And so it just continued to grow from there by getting leverage and making sure it was the right person. You know, I've heard Gary Keller say 100 times, until you get the first hire right, you don't hire anybody else. And so I had to make sure she was the right hire before I moved on at all with my team.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.